This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea says it has tested long-range multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons a day after Pyongyang appears to have launched its first short-range missile in more than a year. The Korean Central News Agency called Saturday's action a strike drill that was overseen by Korean leader Kim Jong-un. KCNA said the tests in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, aimed to estimate and inspect the operating ability and the accuracy of striking duty performance of the weapons. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more on how the relationship between the United States and North Korea was always apt to change.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month. At a summit with Russian President Putin in April, Kim had said peace on the Korean peninsula depended on the United States in what appeared to be a pressure tactic on getting Washington to be more flexible on easing international sanctions.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Thailand has begun 3 days of coronation celebrations for its 66-year-old king. Saturday was the first day of the $30 million festivities, which are being televised. For many Thais, this is their first opportunity to experience a coronation. The king's late father died in 2016 after assuming the throne in 1950. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday, a public holiday. And the Red Cross says the outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo is worsening and has killed more than 1,000 people. In the past week, 23 cases were reported in one day. This is VOA News. Israel charges that Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into southern Israel today. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired scores of rockets into southern Israel, triggering retaliatory airstrikes and tank fire against militant targets in the Hamas-ruled enclave. The recent outbreak of fighting comes at a period where representatives from Hamas and the smaller armed faction Islamic Jihad met with mediators in Egypt to discuss preserving a fragile ceasefire with Israel. Tensions have risen in recent days amid allegations from Hamas that Israel has been delaying implementation of last month's ceasefire understandings. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister said Israeli forces targeted a building in Gaza where the offices of Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency are located. He called the attacks a crime against humanity. Fighting continued Saturday for control of Tripoli. The backdrop, an attempt by the rebel Libyan National Army to seize the reins of power in the country. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The intensified fighting in Libya has been going on for 5 weeks. So far, Tripoli's southern defenses have proven difficult to breach. There is a royal baby watch going on in Britain as Prince Harry's wife Meghan approaches her due date. This will be the first child for the royal couple. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
The Duchess of Sussex is not expected to have the baby at St Mary's Hospital in London, where her sister-in-law Kate had her children. She is sticking closer to the couple's home near Windsor, where media and well-wishers are continuing to camp out. The royal couple have kept their birth plans and due date secret, though Meghan said months ago that the baby was due in late April or early May. The baby will be the seventh in line to the British throne and the eighth great-grandchild of Queen Elizabeth II. Sarah Bassett, London.
Cyclone Fani has been downgraded after a destructive trip for India's eastern Odisha state on Friday. Authorities say they're investigating at least 12 reported deaths in India. At least four more are believed dead in Bangladesh, where the storm passed after its dramatic landfall in the Indian tourist town of Puri. In the 24 hours preceding the storm, an unprecedented 1.2 million people in India were evacuated. Indian authorities say the evacuation avoided a much greater loss of life. Bangladesh weather experts say they no longer fear a major disaster. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.